That's why it's so much fun. Okay. We... Okay, yes, we are in Paragimo Pasuk Yudalit. So Melech Yisrael and Yehoshaphat and Melech Edom go to Elisha. They want to know what to do over here. Elisha gives, first he tells Melech Yisrael, what do I need you? What, we don't have any shaitas to each other. What are you coming to me? The Malvim said he was telling him that you have to be Mamin in the Navi, you're not Mamin in the Navi. The Melech Yisrael said, Al, don't start bringing up all those things, please, we're in trouble here. So Elisha and Pasuk Yedalit said, Chai Hashem Tzvakas Asher Amatzi Lufanav. He said a lashon of a shvuah over here. Chai Hashem Tzvakas Asher Amatzi Lufanav. Ki lulei pnei Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda ani noisei imabit elecha v'imereka. If not for the fact that I'm here for Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, I wouldn't have looked at you, Yehoram Melech Yisrael. Now, it's interesting here, it seems even after Yehoram was machnia himself, in the passage before where he said, Al kikara Hashem l'shloisha samlacha ma'ila, Elisha is still very strong, very sharp, what he was telling him here. Even after, it seems Yehoram was machnia himself, because he said, Al, don't mention that now Hashem is giving us over in the hands of Moab. Elisha still, he's continued here with this, I would never have even looked at you. So the Medrash says, Mikan tzarech ha'adam lahashbia yitzray. From here we learn that a person is mechuyev to mashbia his yitzer.
What's mashbia? Swear?
Right. Shekein atamaitze b'chol ha-tzadikim, says the Medrash. You find by all of the tzadikim shemashbiyin yitzra. And it goes through a bunch of examples in the Medrash. The famous example that we all know is by Boaz. Right? When Ruth came to mill the night, so he said a lashon of a chai Hashem. So the Chazal tell us that here was a shaila of a yichud, and maybe he'll be live with her. He wanted to wait till he married with her. So he made a shvuah to be mashbia his yetzer. His yetzerara shouldn't take hold of him. But the Medrash gives one example and says here, Elisha was being mashbia, the Chai Hashem Tzvakos was a shvuah against his Yetzer Hara. What was his Yetzer Hara? So the Mefarshim and the Medrash explain that there was an opportunity here. The Yetzer Hara was telling Elisha, you have an opportunity to be machnif, to do chanifa, to Melech Yisrael. Why? Melech Yisrael was his. They weren't on good terms, obviously, right? The Nevi'im weren't on good terms with Achaz's family and Yehoram continuing here. And as you see, Mali Velach. But now there's a point. Melech Yisrael really needs him, and he's going to perform a Mipus here. And he had a Yetzirah, Elisha, that perhaps, you know, you say, okay, I'm going to help you out, I'm doing it for you, and now, who knows, later on, Elisha's still living for a while, and Yehoram's around for a while, so then maybe they'll be on better terms. At the end of the day, Yehoram was a Rasha, and it's usher to be machnif Rishayim. You're not allowed to flatter Rishayim, try to show them, yes, you're good, and this and that, and then be my friend. So therefore, Elisha had this Nisayan. How should he approach this? He's going to help out here. But is he going to help out in a way that anyone should think, including Melech Yisrael, that Elisha is his friend? Or not? Chai Hashem Tzvokos, he was Mashbiyah Ez Yetzahara, I'm not giving in to this. Don't make any mistakes. I'm going to help you here. But I'm not doing this because you're my friend. Yehoshaphat's here, I'm doing it for him, I'm not doing it for you. Yeah?
Being mashbia yetzer
helps.
It strengthens your resolve.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Then it's really the problem if you break the name of the only thing.
Right, that's why tzaddikim do it. No, I didn't say it's a good thing for us to do.
Because it can't.
To make a shvuah is, I don't know. It's not so. If shvuah is so chomer by you, right? that you know that just like you, that you know that even though you are afraid of your other Yetzer for whatever Aveira it wants you to do, but Shua is just going to stop you, that's Tzaddikim. But unfortunately, the same Yetzer that gets us, that you're worried about being over that, is the same one that's going to get you to be over the Shua. Why is it any more Chamer, right? So I don't recommend it as an Eitzah to make a Shua.
It's not an Aveira.
I still wouldn't make Shuas. I don't know. I wouldn't make Shuas b'Shem Hashem. It's not such a good idea. You can make Kedarim, you can make Blineders, you know.
That's the idea.
Okay. I mean, they talk about, it's interesting because they talk about this in by Avodas Yom HaKippurim, by the Tzdukim. The Tzdukim used to do it wrong, so they used to be mashviya them that they'll do it correctly. The day before, it's in the piyus of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and the Mishnayos, it says, the Mashbiya, the Kohen Gadol, that he should do it correctly, and he cries, and they cry, he cries, they were Chayshidim, they cry, they weren't. But the Tzdukim, that means to say, obviously, a Shvua was something the Tzdukim were nervous about. Right? The Mefarshim, I think, Rabbi Kivanger, Mishnayos, yes, if a Tzduk is going to go and be over on, do it incorrectly, when he knows it's really wrong, so why is he going to listen to a Shvua? So it seems Shvua was a davar chomer, and therefore it would help out. Okay.
Where's the Medrash?
There's Medrash that the Mashviya Mitzvah?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. It's for sure over there by Boyaz in Rus. Could be that's where the whole Medrash is. Okay. Maybe it's here. I don't know. Okay. The Ralbag says that. I think it's the Rabbag. He says that the tachlis of a Navi was to be machzir Kla Yisrael / Rishaim to do tshuva. That was their tachlis. A Navi was like a burning fire. His nevuah was like a raging fire in him to say. When a Navi had an opportunity to help someone come to tshuva, he did it. And even though it may seem to everyone else like this is not the right time to start up, but if he felt it was an opportunity for tshuva, and if Yehoram here, as we said really, we said before, the Radak had told us that the reason that Elisha was sent, Alpi Nevuah, was that maybe Melech Yisrael will do tshuva when he sees the Maifas. So Elisha sees that Melech Yisrael is being machnia himself here, it's an opportunity to get him to do tshuva. So he spoke very strong teichacha to him and told him, you're a Rasha. If not for Yehoshaphat, I wouldn't be talking to you. Which doesn't mean, and that's the end of the story, do tshuva and I'll continue talking to you. So Elisha, so to speak, couldn't hold it in himself that this was an opportunity for him to give teichacha to Yehoshaphat, to Yehoram, and perhaps he'll do tshuva. So therefore, even because he was machni himself, and that's why he told him these strong words. Our question was, the way we asked it at least, not that it's such a strong question, if after he's machni himself, you still continue to speak so strongly? So Adarabba, because he was machni himself, Elisha said, now's the opportunity for me to give a very strong teichacha, perhaps he'll do tshuva. Okay. Pasuk Tezva. Vata, now he says, Kichuli Menagen. Bring for me a Menagen. Someone who knows how to play. Vaya Kenagen a Menagen, Vati Alav Yad Hashem. And when he played, so the Yad Hashem came on him. Now. What? Now, why was it that Elisha needed a menagin? Why did he need a menagin to get through the nevuah? So, and why was he not beside Simcha?
Is this going to war?
So Rashi says, "Mipnei hakas nistalka shchina mimenu." he got angry here, this anger that he had towards Malach Yisrael, is Nistalka Mimena Shechina. And therefore, he had to bring the Shechina back. He had to bring the Shechina back, and he did it through this. Now the Rabag also goes with that, but he adds a little bit more of an explanation to it, and he says, Yodua, it's well known, that Kas is a Tirda. Meaning, when a person gets, or a person, or a Navi prepares himself for Nevuah, so he has to be calm, he has to be misbaided, he has to think and contemplate, and prepare himself properly, his entire machshava, to be able to receive the Nevuah. Kas is something that takes over a person's mind. Tirdas ha-machshavas, he says. Makes the person, he can't concentrate. So because of that, it's impossible for the Nevuah to come. Not because it's not because of a Shas Simcha or something like that. He's saying it's because he wasn't able to bring himself to be prepared for the Nevuah in his Machshavas. And therefore, he needed this Nigun, this Menagein, to get the Kas away from him in order that he should be able to concentrate and be able to get the Nevuah. It's a little bit of a different Nakuda. Yeah.
What's a tirda?
Tirda is like a bother, and you know, something that's distracting. Is a better word. The Radak says that miyoyim shenistalik eliyo loisharsa alav ruach nevuah adayin. That this is the first time since Eliyo went away that Elisha got Nevuah. He did not have a Nevuah till now. This is a little bit of steer to the other Adak that says the Nevuah sent him here. But not the end of the world. Different Midrashim could do whatever they want. But the reason was Ki Avil Hayo, says the Radak, that till now Elisha was in a state of Avelus over Elio, and therefore since he was in a state of Avelus, so therefore he could not, same idea maybe, that it's not Mitay Simcha, but for a different reason, because of Avelus over Elio, and he says Geruach HaKadosh Ein Hashayel Mitay Simcha, and therefore now when he needed the Nevuah to tell him what to do here, so therefore he needed to get himself out of the state of Avelus, and he was hoping through the Menagin he would do this. Vayomer Koyamar Hashem. So what did he say? Koyamar Hashem, Osei Hanachal Hazeh gave him. Ki Koyamar Hashem, Loisiru Ruach, Loisiru Geshem, Vanachal Ahu Yimolei Moyim.
What is Hanachal Hazeh gave him?
Gave him, Rashi says, means Boiris Malayimayim. A gave is something that is a pit that's full of water. So this Nachal is going to become filled with water. So there was this Nachal, this ditch, this trench, and it's going to become full with pits of water. How's this going to happen? It's not going to rain here. You're not going to see any wind that comes with rain. You're not going to see any rain. But the Nachal is going to fill up with water. You'll be able to drink. Your Mikna will be able to drink. Uvahemtechem will be able to drink. Mikna are the animals you brought to eat. Behemoths, behemtechem are the animals you brought to ride on. Both of them, everyone is going to have plenty of water to drink. This Nachal is going to fill up with water. But it's not going to be in a way that there's rain and there's wind. It's just going to fill up. V'nachal zois b'nei Hashem. This is very easy in the eyes of Hashem to do. V'nosan es mayav b'yadchem. And He'll also give over mayav into your hands. Now, what does this pasuk mean? V'nachal zois. So the Mitzvah says, V'nakal Zayis Beinei Hashem means that this chesed that he's going to bring water is very easy for Hashem to do. It's a small chesed. He's going to do an even bigger chesed for you, V'nasanas Maya B'yadchem, and that is that you're going to conquer Maya. So V'nakal Zayis Beinei Hashem means this is the easier of the two chesedim. He's going to do even a bigger chesed, V'nasanas Maya B'yadchem. That's the way the Mitzvah learns. The Malbim says something different. Which is a bigger nice? That it should rain, or that it should fill up with water without raining?
Water without raining.
That's what you would think. However, let's think for a moment. You're in a bit of a desert here, right? It never rains in the desert. So if it starts pouring, and wind and rain like a regular place, and especially if it's only going to pour here in the Midbar, and next door in Eretz Edom, which it usually rains in Eretz Edom, it doesn't rain, that could be a much bigger miracle. The water comes out of the ground, natural thing, it happens here, it happens there, but if it's a pour in the middle of a Midbar, is a much bigger nes, says the Malbim. Says the Malbim, two nisim were necessary here. Water, and to win over Moav. Klal Yisrael did not have enough schusim to get two big nisim. For it to rain in the middle of this midbar, the big nes, and that they should win over Moav, Klal Yisrael didn't have enough schusim for that to happen both at the same time, or at least right next to each other. So therefore, Hashem was mimayet in the first nes. V'nakal zois v'enei Hashem. Hashem was makil, he made it lighter, he made it a smaller nes. It's not going to rain, there's going to be no wind. Why? In order that benasan ismaya v'yadchem, in order that you'll still have enough schusim left over, that he'll be able to give mayav over in your hands and you'll be zaycha to the second nes. Now what are you going to do? V'ikisem kol yer mivzar. You're going to attack any stronghold city, v'chol yer mivchar, and any good chosen city, v'chol eitz toiv tapili, you should knock over all good trees, v'chol mayini mayim tistoimu, you should stop up all of the springs of water, v'chol hakelka hatoiva, and any good open area place, tachivu ba'avonim, you should ruin it with stones. So basically, what's going to happen here is, says Elisha, you're going to go into Mayav, and you are going to utterly destroy the entire Mayav. Any Ir Mivtzar, Ir Mivchar, Eitz Taiv, Mayane Mayim, destruction. Now, there's two things that we have to clarify over here. One is, why is Klal Yisrael allowed to fight against Mayav? It says in the Torah, Al Tatzar es Mayav, Al Tiskar ba Milchama. You know how to fight against Mayav. And that was a halacha that was not only for Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, it was a halacha l'dayris too.
Wasn't
that Amun?
Yeah, I thought
we'll be
allowed
to
because the
mother
was
the Sniyat
that she needed Mayav and...
Al Tatzar
es Mayav, Al Tiskar ba
Milchama. Oh, no, that's no bearing them. You're not.
Is there a Chumash Devarim here with Mikrois Gedal? Is it the Ramban in it?
Okay, so
That's question number one. That's question number one. Question number two. I have one, thank you. You know what? Give me that one better. I just know the truth of that. Thank you. What? You're allowed to what? What can Kiseite? That mitzvah? No. The Ramban's going to be Kiseite, but it's not on that mitzvah. That's question number one. Question number two is, how are you allowed to destroy
trees?
That's another mitzvah in the Torah and Parsha Shoftim. So, you're not allowed to chop down the trees. Fruit trees. So, call eight tayyib. Right? What? Okay, that's one answer. I rush out, and I rush out, like a little
bit. Don't rush out, don't rush out, don't rush out,
look, read this Rashi
Moav. Zush lights of snua, piercing machine, and the tears of shame in the Ramesha, Altiskabam Klau, Ovamayav, Lehiskar, Elish, Eloy, Yochum, Obam, Avlatan, Hitzalai. Yeah, so what should I do with
that? You're not allowed to hurt them.
Altiskabam Mulchama. Rashi says, Moav, you're just not allowed to fight. Shaloy, Yilacham, you're not allowed to fight against them. You could be mitzar them, and Amman you could do neither. But Maisi, you can't fight against Maya.
Yeah,
we're fighting.
Okay.
Right? It was a war. Right? Yeah. We're going and fighting. That's called the Muhammad.
Doesn't
Al Tiskarba
mean don't bother them?
Al Tiskarba Muhammad says. Al Tiskarba Muhammad. That's a Madaik. Muhammad you can't, but by Amman it just says Al Tiskarba without the Muhammad. Yes. So now, so those are two questions here. Now in Parshas Kisetze, which we will learn, it says over there about Amon and Moav, as much as we're so proud of them and that we don't want them to, we're not mitzar them and we don't fight against them, even Moav we don't fight against, but at the same time, there's an issue of Lesavi Amon and Moav Bikal Hashem Gam Dar Asiri. So no, Amon and Moav is not allowed to marry the Klal Yisrael. Now it says over there, I'm not going to go into the whole Arichus, but basically, it said there's a pasuk there in Parashat Kisetze that says, "Lo sidrash shloimam v'tayvatam kol yamecha la'olam." You should never be doyresh their shalom v'tayvatam kol yamecha. So what does it mean, "Lo sidrash shloimam v'tayvatam"? So the Medrash says, Chazal tell us, that even though it says in Parsha Shoftim that when you come close to a city, and that's over there by that Parsha of not knocking down trees, it says, Kisikra balir lilachim aleh, what should you do first? The karata aleh l'shalom. First you should call out and see, maybe they want to make peace. You're coming to make a siege against the city, so maybe they want to make peace. Says the Torah over here, when it comes to Amon and Moav, no, lo yisidra shleimam. Don't find out if they want to make peace. Now, says the Ramban, what's going on here? When you come to fight against Moav, don't make peace. You're not allowed to fight against Moav. What's the pasuk talking about? Al tatzar is Moav. And that's a mitzvah, l'dayr is too. Says the Ramban, what happens if Moav went and they conquered a city that belonged to Edom? Another city, Sichon, wherever it is, they conquered another city. And now you want to go, Kaliza wants to go get that city. That's not in the land of Moav. Might be owned by Moav, but that's not where the Torah says there's an Isser. There's an Isser to go into the land of Moav to fight against them. If you want to fight against the Moavi people and they're somewhere else, that is mutter. And not only is it mutter, here the Torah says, "Loishidra shleimam." When you're fighting against them, you don't ask them, "No karasei le'alashal." Continues the Ramban, "V'cheinim yavoyu heim li'ilachem ba'artzeinu." If Moav comes and attacks Klal Yisrael, mutter lanu lirdei pachareyev. We're allowed to chase them. V'lichvosh me'em ha'medinos. And to conquer their territories. L'hakos yoshvei ha'arim sha'asu imanu hara. So, the Ramban is saying that number one, if they're in a different place, or if they come and attack us, so then we're allowed to defend ourselves. And once we're allowed to defend ourselves, we could chase after them into their territories, take whatever we want, and like Sidra Shlomim V'Tayvatam, we don't have to worry about asking if they want Shalom. We are allowed to attack them. That is the Lashon of the Ramban. So Memela over here, Mayav is going to come and attack Klal Yisrael. They're rebelling, number one. As we'll see in a minute, they're going to come into Klal Yisrael first. And therefore, it's going to be mutter for Klal Yisrael to chase after them back into Mayav and destroy everything. What? Well, not yet.
Right. No, then.
Well, first of all, I might have rebelled against them by not sending the tax. You have to know if that's called an act of war or not.
No,
but as we'll see in a moment, they're going to come first.
Right, but when they went out, they didn't know that Moab was going to come.
But they just found out that, oh, you want to know how they went out with Chatzilah?
Yeah.
So you have to say that the pshat is because not paying the tax is already called. If you let that go, they're going to come and rebel. It's called the rebellion already. So it's as if they attacked. Now, what? So that's how they're allowed to. Now, what about the trees? So the Ramban in Parsha Shoftim on this mitzvah. Says, from not cutting down trees, not destroying trees. Says that the Torah told us, Laitzashchis, you should not destroy the trees. What does it mean, Laitzashchis? Destruction. Why is it Laitzashchis? Derech Hashchasa. As we'll see also in Kisese, the minig amongst the armies was they did a lot of wrong things. That's why it says when you go out to war, v'nishmartam kol davara, says the Ramban over there, people lost their whole tzuras ha'adam when it came to soldiers and armies and what they used to do when they used to. There were no rules. It's a terrible averus. So Klal Yisrael obviously doesn't act that way. So one of the mitzvahs that they don't have, that they have, is to destroy for no other reason than destruction is aser. Keder hamachnas. Armies used to go and anything in the site for no real need necessarily, they would just destroy it. He says, ki hamilchamim mashchitzim bo'ir v'saviv ha'aretz. That was the minhag. Destroy it. It's all the Ramban. But you shouldn't do such a thing, says the Ramban. You shouldn't stop destroy. But if there is a tzairich, what happens if you have a tzairich to cut down the trees? Kisotzer, you're laying a siege. If there's trees in the way, we can't lay the siege. It's blocking our whatever it's blocking. Are we allowed to cut it down? 100%, you're allowed to. Ki mutarato lichrois. Sometimes the tzairich of the kibush, of going and fighting and winning the war, you need to be mashchis. For example, he says, if the people of the city, if they need firewater to cook and to eat, they'll come and they'll take the trees. And that's just going to prolong this whole siege. We don't want them. We want to force them out. Cut down the trees. People are going to hide amongst the forest. Knock it down. You're allowed to. All these type of things you're allowed to destroy. And he says that's the reason over here in Malachim Beis it says, V'chol eitz toiv yapilu. This was all part of conquering the Moyavim, in order to make sure this was not for no reason at all, this was all in order to defeat them, all of these things, and therefore it's not included in the Isser, says the Ramban over there in Parsha Shoftim. So, to answer the question of how they can fight against Moyav, the Ramban says because they're attacking them, it's for sure mutter. To answer the question about the eight, so the Ramban says the Isser is only Derech Hashchasa. If it's Lutzaira Hakibush, it's mutter. So over here, it's a very simple answer, it's Lutzaira Hakibush. Not everyone holds of this Ramban. The Ramban doesn't hold like that. He holds you're not allowed to destroy for any reason. So he has, according to him, we have a different Taurus which was mentioned here before, and the Radak brings it down, and he says, it was a mitzvah l'shah, it was a hiroah shah, like Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, who brought Karbanis Bachutz, so too, if the Navi says to do it, there was a hiroah shah to do it, even though, under normal circumstances, it would not be mutter. Now, the third Teretz, the Radak brings here a Medrash, and the Ramban, and in the first Ramban we said about Moav, how they're allowed to fight. The Ramban over there in Parshas Ki Tse brings this Medrash also. And the Medrash says, the Radak brings it here. When the Navi told them this, Amrulai, Klai Yisrael said, Hare Yuaymer Lo Tashkes Es Eitza. The Torah said, you know, I'll knock down the trees. V'ato Aymer Kain? And you say, we should knock it down, we should destroy them? It's Isser in the Torah. Amar Lohem, so the Navi answered, Al Shar Ha'uma Is Nemrazeh. That Isser of the trees is for everyone else. Aval Uma Zu, but this nation, Nikla V'Nivza Lifnei Hashem, is shamed, is low down in front of Hashem. And he didn't include them in the Isser.
Moab.
Shenemar. Because it says, and he darshens the pasuk in pasuk Yiches, V'nokal zois ve'inei Hashem. These are nikla. These are people that are nothing. They're not anything that you have to worry about ve'inei Hashem. And that is why in pasuk Yiches v'chaleis toiv tapili. Because they're an umma that's nikla v'nivzer. V'nemar loisidraish shloimam v'toivasam. The pasuk said loisidraish shloimam v'toivasam. Shloimam, we said, means when you fight against Mayav, you don't have to say ask them l'shalom. What's loisidraish toivasam? Say Chazal, toivasam are the ilanis. Loisidraish toivasam means you don't have to worry about their trees. Say Chazal, because they are not included in the Isser. Ammon and Moav are not included in the Isser of cutting down the trees, because v'nikla, they are Uma Nikla v'nivza, and that is what the pasuk here in Yuchat said. V'nok al zayt be'ini Hashem, meaning v'nosan es Moav bi'etchem, is referring to the Medrash of Darshening, the nation of Moav are Nikla v'nivza, and therefore it's going to be mutter to destroy the trees. Okay, Vayiba Biker, and it was in the morning. Ka'alois ha-mincha, at the time of mincha. Now that seems to be a stira. If it's time of mincha, it's not the morning. So Rashi says, the water, it started raining in Edom in the morning.
It didn't rain.
Didn't rain in Moab. But it's not raining, right? The water's just going to come. It started raining at Edom in the morning, and in the afternoon, the water came from Edom, flowed in from Edom, and filled up those barrels. So, by Hiba Baiker, it started. And the water flowed out from Edom. Other Mefarshim say, the Metzuda says, Kalois HaMincha doesn't mean the Mincha in the afternoon. Mincha means the present. There's the Talmud Shal Shachar and the Talmud Shal Ben Arbayim. This means the Talmud Shal Shachar. Kalois HaMincha doesn't mean the present, the Minchas HaTalmud HaShachar. Vayiba Biker, at the time of bringing the Minchas HaTalmud in the morning is when the rain came. The Metzudas. The Radak also says the Pshat. Because the truth is, you have to think for a moment, Klai Yisrael is, some of the Farshim speak this out, to say like Rashi, that it started raining in the morning, but they have to wait for the afternoon for the water to come, right? It seems to be the next morning, right? Vayiva Baika, the next morning. So here they are for 7 days without any water, they're waiting, right? Finally, why wouldn't Hashem just bring the Nes right away in the morning? Why do they have to wait till the afternoon for it to happen? Not the biggest question, but that's how some Farshim ask it. So therefore they say Kalais HaMincha means in the morning. The Kli Yakar says a very beautiful pshat, and he says, we know that Elio Bahara Karma, when was he, Nana? By Tzilas HaMincha. So Vayiba Boiker, it was in the morning, the water came in the morning. Kalois HaMincha, just like by Elio, that he was Nene B'Shas Mincha, the Nes here happened with Elisha, that he was also Nene. That Kalois HaMincha is not referring to what's happening today. It's as if it said, Vayiva Viker Vinei Mayim Vayim. It was in the morning and there was an ace, there was a Hatzalah. Just like Kalois HaMincha, just like Elio had a Hatzalah, Elisha also had a very big Hatzalah here. So it's full of water now. Now all of Mayav heard ki alu hamalachim lelachim bam, that all the kings are coming. So they cried out and they gathered together all their troops and they stood by the gvul, by the border. That was the day before. They got up the next morning. And the sun was shining on the water over here in the Midbar that had flown in, that had was flowing in from Edom. And the way when the sun was shining on it, it gave off like a redness in the water. And when they looked over, they saw a lot of blood, rivers of blood. They thought, at least. They said, you know what this blood is? Now, there was never water there before for them to think about water. There was no rain either. This was all part of the nace, part of it. There was no rain. If it would have rained, it would have related to water. There was no rain. So all of a sudden they see it's all wet and it's red. It's blood. Damza, this is blood. They said, there's three kings here. All three kings are getting B'Shalom to fight against us. They must have fought against each other, and they killed each other. Why else is so much? And they said, we don't have to do anything. All we have to do is go over, and we'll take all the booty, we'll take everything, it's free. They killed each other already. So they went over, and they didn't go over ready for war. They were going over with their sacks of everything that they're filling up and taking home. So they went in there, and they hit them. And then again, Vayaku again. The Kriya is Vayaku. They hit them again. They kept on hitting them. They destroyed all the cities, any of the good fields. They put their stones in there. Umilua, they stuffed up all the mayanas. Adhisher avonel bakir charoshes vayasaybu hakaloyim vayakua. So they destroyed everything. Adhisher avonel bakir charoshes. So Rashi says here, Yashlichu Ishabon, it says every person threw their stone into these open fields to ruin it. So where did they get all these stones from? Says Rashi, Shayunaitun Havanim Minachaimus. They would take out the stones from the walls, Adhishir Kol Avne Hakirais Kikir Lamayt Acharasishalahem. A wall of stone is made out of stone and cement. If you take out all the stones, what are you left with? Just the cement. All that was left was Bakir Charoshes. Rashi's learning is a lashon like of Cheres, which means the cement, the mortar. So they took out all of the stones until all that was left was just the cheres, just the cement. So basically now, if you had an open field and you're coming towards the city, so if you take out all the stones and you throw it in the field, you ruin the field. Now you have a very easy way into the city. So the pasuk says, "Vayasoybu hakaloyim vayakua." What? Yeah, because all that's left is just the cement. So now they destroyed that and they went into the city. That is the way Rashi learns.
He destroyed his houses. Who destroyed his houses?
Not houses, the walls of the city.
Threw
them all into the field, so the fields are full of stone. Now you are left with just a cement grid or whatever, and then you're able to go around it, and they're able to go in.
Yeah, it's like half the stone.
What?
How do you pick it up?
I don't know, but I suppose they did. The Kliyakar over here, you know, let's do the Kliyakar. So that is that. Vayar Melech Mayav. Now Melech Moav sees that he's losing here. So he took 700 men for a last stand against Klal Yisrael of Kiel Melech Edom, because he wanted to destroy Melech Edom. What? So some of our Shem say that Klal Yisrael sent Melech Edom at the head of the troops. So when Melech Moav is going to come for his last day, go for the front of the army, so that was Melech Edom. Now, and V'lo Yachaylu, but it didn't work. He wasn't able to do it. V'yikach es b'nai ha-bechar. He took his b'nai ha-bechar. Asher Yimlech Tachta, that was supposed to rule after him. Vayaleu Oilo Alachayma. And he brought him up for an oil on the wall. Vayhi Ketzev Gadol Yisrael. And there was a great anger on Klal Yisrael. Vayusu Me'ala Vayashuvu La'aretz. So Klal Yisrael left and they went back home. Now what does this mean here? What does it mean? So Pashut, some of Farshim say, he brought him up as a carbon. Al ha-chayma means chayma is really, it's written chaser here, like Rashi says. Sheya oived lechama. It was really to the son. He brought him up as an oila to the avodah zara as a last stand, maybe a little help. As a schus. He wanted a schus, yeah.
It's
schus for avodah zara, yeah. However, the Gemara tells us, one person in the Gemara says that he was bringing it to Hashem as a carbon. Funny Zach, whoever brought a carbon as a son to Hashem. So, the Medrash Rashi brings it down here, that he asked, Shashal HaSavada of Melech Moav asked his servants, Matziba Shalom Azu Shanaslam Nisim Kaila. What's Pshat in Klal Yisrael that they have all these Nisim? Like, what do they do right?
Yeah.
He asked his Avadim. So Amru Lai, so his servants told him, Aviyam Avram ben Yochid Hayalai. Their father Avram had an only son. And Hashem said, bring him up as an Ayla. So Rashi brings a very bekitzah, but I think in the Medrash it's some longer arichas. So he said, did he actually bring him? So he said, no. So he says, wow, for almost bringing him, he gets such a big schuss. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring my son as a carbon Ayla to Hashem. So I'll be even a bigger schuss. Now, so two pshatim here. Either he brought it as a carbon ayla to Avodah Zarah, or he brought it up as a carbon ayla to Hashem. Now, Vayi Ketzev Gadol Al Yisrael. Now we have to understand, it sounds like there was a very big anger against Klal Yisrael because of this carbon. What's the pshat? So the Gemara says, if he brought it to Hashem, we could understand. He did something no one else ever did, but his kavana was the taiva. His kavana was to bring a carbon to Hashem. He brought his son up to Hashem. It's not something Hashem really wants. No one asked him to do it. It was not the right thing. You're not supposed to do it. But at the end of the day, his kavana was very good, and therefore, Vayi Ketzev Gadol Yisrael, there was a great anger against Klal Yisrael. And, Hashem. And therefore, Klal Yisrael saw that they should stop right there. Vayisu me'ala vayashuv la'aretz, they turned around and went home. However, if he brought it to Avodah Zarah, so what's Ketzev Gadol Al Yisrael? Right, so Chazal tell us, the Gemara with the Darshan's Psukim that says, when Klal Yisrael did Avodah Zarah, they did Avodah Zarah like the worst of the Goyim. I find throughout Nachat talks like that. And the example that's given is here, this Melech Moav. That's how Klal Yisrael, this is the dimyan, this is the mashal we give when Klal Yisrael does it. So therefore, when he brought it, Rashi also says, Shenuzku Rabbi Nesem Shaf Heim Oyvdim Lavoydis Kekavim Ve'einam Ru'uyin L'Neis. It was Ma'ayr their Averis, and therefore the Neis stopped here, and they had to go home. Because when he brought a carbon to Avodah Zarah, it was Ma'irat Hashem. They remember Klai Zohar also Avodah Zarah, and therefore it was a Ketzav Gadol.
Wait, Aisha means Hashem?
Yeah. Ketzav Gadol Aisha, Hashem and Ketzav Gadol Aisha.
Oh.
Now, that is all with the understanding that whose Bechara are we talking about here?
Maya.
However, the Mefarshi Apshat, the Radak and others, they learn B'nai HaBechar of Melech Edom. The Melech Mayav took the B'nai HaBechar of Melech Edom and he shechted it. Says the Radak, how did he have his B'nai HaBechar? So the Radak says an interesting thing. He says that Mayav was really, they ruled over Edom. Now, how was Mayav ever sure that Edom is not going to rebel? So the minig in those days was, they took as a mashkan, they took as collateral, the king's, the leader's son. And they said, if you ever rebel against us, we'll kill your son.
This was common practice
among kings. That's what the Radak says. So he says, one of the reasons Edom was coming along with Klal Yisrael here was they were sure Klal Yisrael was going to win, and he was hoping, the Melech Edom was hoping to get his son back. The Melech Mayav sees that he lost a lot here, so what did he do? He took out his collateral for Melech Edom. And that's could be the reason why he went against Melech Edom, and he was the one who was really under his rulership. And he went, and he shechted Melech Edom's son in front of him. Vayihi ketzav gadol al Yisrael means that Melech Edom was very angry at Klal Yisrael. Because he thought that if he joins them, he'll get his son back. Not only did he not get his son back, his son got killed. Well, that's what he was under that assumption, that he's going to come and they're going to win. That's one way the Radak says. And the other way he says, it's the same idea, he says in the pasuk before when it says that Melech Mayav tried to kill Melech Edom v'lo yachaylu, he didn't kill him, but at that point he took a captive, the son of the Melech Edom. And when he saw v'lo yachaylu, he saw that he wasn't able to kill him. He went and he killed him in front of him. By Yiketzav Gadol, I saw it was the same idea.
What?
So two, it's the same thing, except in the first shot, the question is, how did Melech Mayav have the Bechar of Melech Edom? So in the first shot, we said he had him for a long time. He was his collateral that they shouldn't rebel. Second shot, he just got him. In the pasuk before, when he took 700 men for his last stand and he tried to kill Melech Edom, he didn't kill him, but his son was there and he took him as a hostage. And then he killed the hostage. But he got to go to Klal Yisrael, is referring to Edom being very unhappy with Klal Yisrael. Once Klal Yisrael saw that Melech Edom is not with them, so they realized time to go home, and they went home. And we will continue next time.